Who could be more wicked than the one who invents a lie against Allah and rejects the truth when it comes to him? Is there not an abode in hell for such unbelievers? And the one who comes with the truth and the one who confirms it surely are the God-fearing. They shall have from their Rabb all that they wish for. Thus shall the righteous be rewarded. Allah will do away from their account their worst deeds and reward them according to their best deeds. Is Allah not all-sufficient for his servants? Yet they try to frighten you with others besides him. For such whom Allah confounds, there can be no guide. But the one to whom Allah guides, none can lead him astray. Is not Allah Almighty, the Lord of retribution? If you ask them, who created the heavens and the earth? They will surely say, Allah. Ask them, do you think then that if Allah intends to harm me, can they to whom you invoke besides Allah save me from his harm? Or if he wants to bestow on me his blessings, can they withhold his blessings? Tell them, Allah is all sufficient for me. On him do the reliant rely. Say, O my people, if you do not believe me, then do whatever you want in your position, and so shall I. Soon you will find out. As to whom shall come the disgraceful scourge, and who shall get the everlasting punishment? O prophet, surely we have revealed to you the book with the truth, for the instruction of mankind. He who follows the right way shall follow it for his own good, and he who goes astray shall do so at his own peril. You are not set up as a guardian over them. It is Allah who recalls the souls of men upon their death and of the living during their sleep. He withholds the souls of those on whom he has passed the decree of death and restores the rest till an appointed term. Surely there are signs of this for those who think. Have they taken others besides Allah to intercede for them? Ask them, how can they intercede if they have neither control over anything, nor do they understand? Say, intercession is wholly in the hands of Allah. To him belongs the dominion of the heavens and the earth, and to him you shall all be brought back. When Allah's oneness is mentioned, the hearts of those who deny the hereafter shrink with aversion, but when other gods are mentioned, they are filled with joy. Pray, O Allah, creator of the heavens and the earth, who has the knowledge of the unseen and the seen, you alone can judge the disputes of your servants concerning those matters in which they differ. If the wrongdoers possessed all the treasures of the earth, and as much more besides it, they would gladly offer it to redeem themselves from the painful punishment on the day of resurrection. For Allah will show them what they would have never imagined. The evil results of their deeds will become manifest to them, and they will be completely encircled by the very thing they used to mock at. Man is such that when he is in trouble, he appeals to us. But when we bestow our favor upon him, he says, "This has been given to me because of certain knowledge I possess. Nay, it is but a test, yet most of them do not know." The same was said to those who passed before them, but they gained nothing from what they did, and the evil consequences of their deeds overtook them. Very soon, the wrongdoers among those people will also be overtaken by the evil consequences of their misdeeds, and they will not be able to escape. Do they not know that Allah enlarges the provision for whom he pleases and restricts it from whom he wills? Surely there are signs in this for those who believe. Allah says, O my servants who have transgressed against their souls, do not despair of Allah's mercy, for Allah forgives all sins. It is he who is the forgiving, the merciful. Turn in repentance to your Rabb, and submit to him before there comes to you the scourge, for then there shall be none to help you. Follow the best way that is revealed to you by your Rabb before the scourge comes to you all of a sudden while you do not even perceive it. lest someone should say, "Alas, I neglected my duty towards Allah, and I was one of those who mocked at his revelations." Or lest he should say, "If Allah had guided me, I would have been one of the righteous." Or lest he should say, upon seeing the punishment, "I wish I had another chance. I would certainly be among the righteous." Then Allah will say to him, "My revelations did come to you, but you denied them, were arrogant, and you were among the disbelievers." On the day of judgment, you shall see the faces of those who uttered falsehood against Allah shall be darkened. Is there not an abode in hell for such arrogant? On the contrary, Allah will deliver the righteous to their place of salvation. No harm shall touch them, nor shall they ever grieve. Allah is the creator of all things, and of all things he is the guardian. To him belongs the keys of the heavens and the earth. Those who deny the revelation of Allah, it is they who will be the losers. O Prophet, say to the mushrikeen, "O ignorant, do you bid me to worship someone other than Allah? Tell them plainly, because it has already been revealed to you, as it was revealed to those before you, that if you commit shirk, all your deeds will become fruitless, and you will surely be among the losers. Therefore, worship Allah and be among his thankful servants. They have not recognized the work of Allah as his work should be recognized. On the day of resurrection, the whole earth shall be in his grasp, and all the heavens shall be rolled up in his right hand. Glory be to him. Exalted be he above what they associate with him. The trumpet shall be blown, and all that is in the heavens and the earth shall swoon, except those whom Allah will please to exempt. Then the trumpet will be blown for the second time, and behold, they shall all stand up, looking around. The earth will be shining with the light of her Rabb. The book of record will be laid open. The prophets and other witnesses will be brought in, and justice shall be done between people with all fairness. None shall be wronged. Every soul will be paid in full according to its deeds, for he knows fully well as to what they did. After the judgment, the unbelievers will be driven to hell in groups. When they reach there, its gates will be opened, and its keepers will say, "Did there not come to you Rasuls from among yourselves, who recited to you the revelations of your Rabb and forewarned you about the meeting of this day?" "Yes," they will answer. But at that time the sentence of punishment would have been already announced against the unbelievers. They will be told, "Enter the gates of hell to live therein forever. Evil shall be the abode of the arrogant." As for those who fear their Rabb, they shall be led towards paradise in groups. When they reach there, its gates will be opened and its keepers will say, "Peace be upon you. You have done well. Now enter to live therein forever." They will say, "Praise be to Allah, who has truly fulfilled his promise and gave us this land to inherit. Now we can live in paradise wherever we like. How excellent will be the reward for the righteous." You will see the angels surrounding the divine throne, glorifying their Rabb with his praises. The judgment between the people will be made with perfect justice, and it will be proclaimed, "Praise be to Allah, the Rabb of the world." Surah Al-Mu'min, Ghafir. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Hameem. The revelation of this book is from Allah, the Almighty, the All-Knowledgeable, the Forgiver of Sins, the Acceptor of Repentance, the Stern in Punishment, and the Lord of Bounty. There is no God except Him, to whom all shall return. None dispute the revelations of Allah but those who disbelieve, so let not their affluent activity in the land deceive you. Before them, the people of North denied the message, and so did other groups after them. Every nation plotted against its prophet, seized him, and sought to refute the truth through false arguments. But I smote them, and how terrible was my retribution. Thus shall the word of your Rabb be proved true against the disbelievers. They are the inmates of hellfire. Those angels who bear the throne of Allah and those who stand around it glorify their Rabb with his praises, believe in him, and implore forgiveness for the believers, saying, Our Rabb, you embrace all things with your mercy and knowledge. Forgive those who repent and follow your way, and save them from the punishment of the blazing fire. O Rabb, admit them to the gardens of Eden, which you have promised them, together with all the righteous among their fathers, their wives, and their descendants. You are the Almighty, All-Wise. Deliver them from all evil. He whom you will deliver from the punishment of their sins on that day will surely earn your mercy, and that will surely be the highest achievement. On the day of judgment, it will be said to the disbelievers, Allah's hatred towards you was far greater during your worldly life when you were called to the faith and you used to refuse than your hatred of yourselves. They will say, Our Rabb, twice have you made us die and twice have you given us life. We now confess our sins. Is there any way out? They shall be answered, You are facing this fate because when you were asked to believe in Allah, the one and only, you disbelieved. But when you were asked to commit shirk, you believed. Today, judgment rests with Allah, the Supreme, the Great. It is He who shows you His signs and sends down sustenance from the heavens for you. Yet none learns a lesson from the observation of these signs except those who turn to Him. So invoke Allah with sincere devotion to Him, however much the unbelievers may dislike it. Possessor of the highest rank, the master of the throne of authority sends down the Spirit by his command on those of his servants whom he chooses, that he may warn mankind of the day when they shall meet him. The day when they all shall come forth from their graves with nothing hidden from Allah, it will be asked, Whose is the kingdom today? No one shall dare to speak, and Allah himself will say, It is Allah's, the One, the Irresistible. Today every soul shall be rewarded for whatever it has earned. Today there shall be no injustice. Surely Allah is swift in settling accounts. O Prophet, warn them of the day that is drawing near, when the hearts will leap up to the throats with grief, when the wrongdoers will have neither friend nor intercessor who could be given heed to. Allah knows the furtive looks and the secret thoughts, and Allah will judge with all fairness. As for those whom the unbelievers invoke besides Him, will not be in a position to judge at all. Surely it is Allah alone who hears all and sees all. Have they not traveled through the land and seen what was the end of those who have gone before them? They were far greater in power than these and left great traces in the land. But Allah seized them for their sins, and there was none to protect them from Allah. That was because there came to them their Rasuls with clear revelation, and they denied them. So Allah seized them. Mighty is He indeed, and stern in His retribution. Indeed, we sent Musa with our signs and clear authority to Pharaoh, Haman, and Karun, but they called him a sorcerer, a liar. Then, when he brought them the truth from us, they said, Kill the sons of those who share his faith and spare only their females. But futile were the schemes of the unbelievers. Finally, Pharaoh said, Let me kill Musa and let him invoke his Rabb. I fear that he may change your religion or that he may cause mischief to appear in the land. Musa said, I have indeed taken refuge in my Rabb and your Rabb from every arrogant one who does not believe in the day of reckoning. At this, a believer from among the relatives of Firaun, who had kept his face hidden, said, "Will you kill a man merely because he says, 'My Rabb is Allah,' especially when he has brought you clear signs from your Rabb? If he is lying, may his lie be on his head. But if he is speaking the truth, then some of the dreadful things he is threatening you with may very well fall on you. Surely Allah does not guide the one who is a lying transgressor. O my people, you are the rulers and are dominant in the land today, but who will help us against the scourge of Allah should it befall us?" Firaun said, "I am pointing out to you only what I see, and I am guiding you only towards the right way." Then the person who was a true believer said, "O my people, in fact I fear for you the day of disaster like what befell prior people, such as the people of Nuh, Ad, and Thamud, those who came after them, and Allah does not intend to wrong his servants. O my people, I fear for you the day of wailing, when you will turn your backs and flee, when there will be none to protect you from Allah. The one to whom Allah lets go astray shall have none to guide him. Do you remember that a long time before this, Yusuf came to you with clear signs, but you ever remained in doubt concerning what he brought, and when he died you said, 'After him, Allah will never send another Rasul.' Thus Allah confounds the ones who are the doubting transgressors, who dispute the revelations of Allah, having no authority vouchsafed to them. Such an attitude is disgusting in the sight of Allah and of the believers. Thus Allah seals up the hearts of every arrogant transgressor." After hearing this, Firaun said, "O Haman, build me a high tower that I may attain the means of access, and access to the heavens, so that I may see the God of Musa. I am convinced that he is lying." Thus Firaun was seduced by his foul deeds, and he turned away from the right way. The schemes of Firaun led him to nothing but destruction. The man who was a true believer said, "O my people, follow me, I shall guide you to the right way. O my people, the life of this world is only temporary enjoyment, while the abode of the hereafter is everlasting. The one who does evil shall be recompensed to the extent of the evil done, and the one who is a believer and does good deeds, whether man or woman, shall enter paradise and therein receive sustenance without measure. And O my people, how is it that I call you to salvation while you call me to the fire? You bid me to deny Allah and worship other gods I know nothing of, while I bid you to worship the Almighty, the All-Forgiving. No doubt you call me towards those who can be invoked neither in this world nor in the hereafter. In fact, we all have to return back to Allah, and the transgressors are the ones who shall go to hell. So bear in mind what I have told you. I am entrusting my affairs to Allah. Surely Allah is ever watchful over his servants." So Allah saved that believer from all those evil plots that the people devised against him, and the people of Firaun were overtaken by a horrible scourge. It is the fire of hell before which they are presented morning and evening. And on the day when the time of their judgment will come, it will be commanded, "Make the people of Firaun to enter the severest punishment." Then imagine that time when these people will start arguing with each other in the fire, and the weak followers will say to the arrogant leaders, "We were your followers. Can you now save us from some of these flames?" The arrogant leaders will reply, "We are all in it together. Allah has already judged between his servants." Also imagine when the dwellers of fire will ask the keepers of hell, "Pray to your Rabb for relieving our punishment at least for one day." The keepers of hell will ask, Did there not come to you Rasuls with clear revelations? Yes, they will answer. The keepers of hell will say, then pray yourselves, but vain shall be the prayer of the disbelievers. We surely will help our Rasuls and the believers both in this world's life and on the day when the witnesses will take a stand to testify. On that day, no excuses shall avail the wrongdoers. The curse shall be their lot, and the worst place will be their home. As you can see, we gave Musa the book of guidance, and we made the children of Israel to inherit that book, which was a guide and an admonition to the people of understanding. So be patient. The promise of Allah is true. Implore forgiveness for your sins and celebrate the praises of your Rabb, evening and morning. Those who dispute the revelations of Allah with no authority bestowed on them, they nurture in their hearts arrogant ambitions which they shall never attain. Therefore seek refuge with Allah. It is He who hears all and sees all. Certainly the creation of the heavens and the earth is a greater task than the creation of men, yet most people do not understand. The blind and those who can see are not alike, nor are the believers who do good deeds equal to the wicked, yet you seldom think. The hour of doom is sure to come, there is no doubt about it, yet most people do not believe it. And your Rabb says, call on me, I will answer your prayers. Surely those who are too arrogant to worship me shall soon enter hell in humiliation. It is Allah who has made for you the night to rest in and the day to see your way around. Surely Allah is bountiful to mankind, yet most of the people are not thankful. Such is Allah, your Rabb, the creator of all things. There is no God but Him. None has the right to be worshipped except Him. So how are you being deluded? Thus were deluded those who denied the revelations of Allah. It is Allah who has made the earth a resting place for you and the sky a canopy. He has molded your bodies and molded them well and has provided you with good things. Such is Allah, your Rabb. So glory be to Allah, the Rabb of the worlds. He is ever living. There is no God but Him. Therefore, call upon Him with your sincere devotion. Praise be to Allah, the Rabb of the worlds. O Prophet, tell them, I have been forbidden to invoke those whom you invoke besides Allah. How can I do this when clear revelations have come to me from my Rabb, and I have been commanded to submit myself to the Rabb of the worlds? It is He who has created you from dust, then from a sperm, then from a leech-like mass. Then He delivers you from the womb of your mother as a child. Then He makes you grow to reach the age of full strength. Then He makes you grow to reach an old age, though some of you die earlier, so that you may complete your appointed term and grow in wisdom. It is He who gives you life and causes you to die. It is He who, when He decides to do something, needs only to say, be, and it is. Do you not see how those who argue about the revelations of Allah turn away from the right way? Those who have denied the book and the message which we have sent through our Rasuls soon come to know the truth when they will be cast into the fire of hell. When with yokes and chains around their necks, they shall be dragged through scalding fluid and burned in the fire of hell. Then they shall be asked, where are those gods whom you invoked in worship besides Allah? They will answer, they have forsaken us. Now we have come to know that those to whom we used to invoke were in fact nothing. Thus Allah confounds the disbelievers. It will be said, you have met this fate because during your life on earth you took delight in things other than the truth, and you led a wanton life. Now enter the gates of hell, to live therein forever. What an evil abode will be for the arrogant. So be patient, O prophet. Allah's promise is true. Whether we let you witness the evil consequences with which they are being threatened, or we recall you before we smite them, in any case, they shall all return to us. O prophet, we have sent many rasuls before you. Of them, there are some whose stories we have relayed to you, and others whose stories we have not relayed to you. It was not possible for any of those rasuls to bring a sign except by the leave of Allah. Then, when the command of Allah came, the matter was decided with justice, and it was the wrongdoers who suffered the loss. It is Allah who has provided you with cattle, that you may use some for riding and some for food, and there are also other advantages in them for you. They take you where you wish to go, carrying you on their backs as ships carry you by the sea. Thus he shows you his signs. Then, which of the signs of Allah will you deny? Have they never traveled through the earth and seen what was the end of those who have gone before them? They were more in number and superior in strength than these, and they have left behind great traces of their power in the land, yet all that they did was of no avail to them. When their rasuls came to them with clear revelations, they proudly boasted about their own knowledge, but the very forewarned scourge at which they mocked hemmed them in. When they saw our scourge, they cried out, "We believe in Allah, the one and only, and we reject all those gods whom we used to associate with him." But after seeing our scourge, their professing the faith was of no use to them. Such was the practice of Allah in dealing with his servants in the past, and thus the disbelievers were lost. Surat Hameen, As-Sajda, Fusilat. In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the merciful. Hameem. This is revealed by the compassionate, the merciful, a book whose verses are well explained, a Quran in the Arabic language for people who understand, a giver of good news and admonition, yet most of the people turn their backs and do not listen. They say, "Our hearts are concealed in veils from the faith to which you call us. There is deafness in our ears, and there is a barrier between you and us. So you work your way, and we keep on working our way." O prophet, say, "I am but a man like yourselves. It is revealed to me that your God is one God. Therefore, take the right way towards him and implore his forgiveness. Woe to the mushrikeen, those who do not pay zakat and deny the hereafter. As for those who believe and do good deeds, they will have a never-ending reward. Ask them, do you really deny the one who created the earth in two periods, and do you set up rivals in worship with him while he is the Rabb of the worlds? He set upon it mountains, towering high above its surface. He bestowed blessings upon it, and in four periods, provided it with sustenance according to the needs of all those who live in and ask for it. Then he turned towards the sky, which was but smoke, and he said to it and to the earth, 'Come forward, both of you, willingly or unwillingly.' And they submitted, 'We shall come willingly.' So from this creation he formed the seven heavens in two periods, and to each heaven he ordained its laws. He adorned the lowest heaven with brilliant lamps and made it secure. Such is the design of the Almighty, the All-Knowing. Now if they turn away, say to them, 'I have given you warning of a thunderbolt, like the thunderbolt which struck Ad and Thamud.' When their rasuls came to them from before and from behind, saying, 'Worship none but Allah,' they replied, 'If our Rabb wanted to send us a message, he would certainly have sent down angels, so we categorically deny the message with which you are sent.' As for Ad, they conducted themselves with arrogance in the land without any justification and said, Who is stronger than us in might? Could they not see that Allah who created them was mightier than them, yet they continue to reject our revelations? So, over a few ill-omened days, we let loose on them a furious hurricane to make them taste a shameful scourge in this life, but more shameful still will be the punishment of the hereafter, and they shall have none to help them. As for Thamud, we offered them our guidance, but they preferred to remain blind rather than to receive guidance towards the right way. So the thunderbolt of humiliating scourge seized them for their misdeeds, but we saved those who believed and had the fear of Allah. Imagine that day when the enemies of Allah will be brought together and led to the hellfire in groups. Finally, when they reach there, their ears, their eyes, and their skins will testify to their misdeeds. And they will ask their skins, "Why did you testify against us?" Their skins will reply, "Allah, who gives the faculty of speech to everything, has made us speak. He is the one who created you to begin with, and now to him you are being brought back. During your life on earth, you used to hide yourselves while committing crimes. You never thought that your own ears, your own eyes, and your own skins would ever testify against you. Rather, you thought that even Allah had no knowledge of many things that you do. This thought of yours, which you entertained concerning your Rabb, has brought you to destruction, and now you have become of those who are utterly lost. Then, whether they have patience or not, the fire will still be their home, and even if they beg for pardon, it shall not be granted to them. We have assigned inmate companions of like nature for them, who make their past and present seem fair to them, and the same word proved true against them, which overtook generations of jinn and men who have gone before them, that they shall surely be in loss. The disbelievers say, "Do not listen to this Quran and make noise when it is recited so that you may gain the upper hand. We will certainly punish the disbelievers and requite them for the worst of their misdeeds. Hell, that is, the reward for such enemies of Allah, which will be their eternal home, a reward for their denying our revelations, wherein the disbelievers will say, 'Our Rabb, show us those among jinns and mankind who misled us. We shall trample them under our feet so that they become utterly disgraced.' As for those who say, 'Our God is Allah,' and then stay firm on it, the angels will descend on them saying, 'Let nothing fear or grieve you. Rejoice for the good news of paradise that has been promised to you. We are your protectors in this life and in the hereafter. There you shall find all that your souls desire and all that you can ask for, a hospitable gift from the all-forgiving, all-merciful. Who is better in speech than the one who calls people towards Allah, does good deeds, and says, 'I am a Muslim'? Good deeds are not equal to evil ones. Repel others' evil deeds with your good deeds. You will see that he with whom you have enmity will become your close friend. But none will attain this quality except those who patiently endure, and none will attain this quality except those who are truly fortunate. If at any time you are tempted by Shaitan, seek refuge with Allah. It is he who hears all and knows all. Among his signs are the night and the day, and the sun and the moon. Do not prostrate yourselves before the sun and the moon. Rather, prostrate yourselves before Allah, who created them both, if you truly are his worshippers. So if the unbelievers disdain his worship, let them remember that the angels who are nearest to your Rabb glorify him day and night and never feel tired. And among his other signs is the earth that you see barren, but when we send down rain upon it, it stirs to life and yield increases. Surely he who gives it life will raise the dead to life. Surely he has power over all things. Those who pervert our revelations are not hidden from us. Just consider who is better, the one who is cast into the fire or the one who emerges safe on the day of resurrection. Do as you like. Surely he is watching all your actions. Those who reject this reminder when it comes to them should know that in fact it is a mighty book. No falsehood can approach it from before or from behind. It is a revelation from the one who is wise and praiseworthy. Nothing is said to you that was not said to the Rasuls before you, that surely your Rabb is the Lord of forgiveness, and at the same time, the Lord of painful retribution. Had we revealed this Quran in a foreign language, they would have said, why have not its verses been made clear? Why in a foreign language, while the audience are Arabs? Say, O Prophet, to the believers it is a guide and a healing, and the ones who do not believe, it is merely their deafness and their blindness, because they act as if they are being called from a far-off place. Before this Quran, we had given the book to Musa, and it was similarly disputed. If your Rabb had not already given a word, the judgment would have been passed between the disputants, grave though their suspicions were about it. He who does good deeds does it for his own soul, and he who commits evil does so at his own peril. Your Rabb is never unjust to his servants.